Hi guys and girls, this is Digital Gaurav. Welcome on the Geology Show. It is all about bringing value about geology. If you want to make your career in geology, then you should have to clear your basics. In this podcast, you will know about hydrologic cycle. The hydrologic cycle involves water moving from the surface to the atmosphere, across the land and everywhere in between. Environmental scientists know that the hydrologic cycle includes various processes that change water from solid to liquid to gas form, and it transport it to every corner of Earth's surface. In terms of water, the Earth is a closed system, so water isn't added or removed from Earth, it's simply transported and recycled. Since the hydrologic cycle has no beginning or end, you can jump in at any stage. A good place to start is at the oceans, where most of the earth water is stored. Water is always on the move. From the time the earth was formed, it has been endlessly circulating through the hydrologic cycle. Groundwater is an important part of this continuous cycle, as water evaporates, forms clouds, and returns to earth as a precipitation. When water from the earth soil, plants and water bodies turn into water vapor, the process is called evaporation. This invisible vapor, most of which comes from the world oceans, travels up into atmosphere and condenses, forming cloud. This is called condensation. The vapor in the clouds condense more and more until they form water droplet. Water vapor continues to combine with the water droplet until it is heavy to stay in the sky any longer. The water falls to the earth as a precipitation, such as rain, hail, sleet, and snow. When precipitation reaches the earth's surface, some of it will flow along the surfaces of the land and enter surface water like lakes, streams, and rivers. The rest of it soaks and percolates into soil called recharge. The water then moves down through the soil as groundwater and is stored in aquifer below. Once the water has joined the aquifer, it doesn't stop there. The groundwater slowly moves through the spaces and cracks between the soil particles on its journey to lower elevations. This movement of water underground is called groundwater flow. Discharge. Eventually, after years of underground movement, the groundwater comes to a discharge area where it enters a lake or a stream and becomes surface water. There, the water will once again be evaporated and begin the cycle again. Water has been transported through the water cycle for millions of years and will continue this cycle forever. In the water cycle, water is constantly on the move. Now our topic is finished, but I want to tell you some definitions. Condensation. It is defined as the transformation of water vapors to liquid water droplets in the air, creating clouds and fog. It is called as condensation. Depositions, also known as desublimation, is a thermodynamic process, a phase transition in which gas transforms into solid. This term is known as depositions. The transformation of water from liquid to gas phases. It moves from the ground or bodies of water into the overlying atmosphere. This term is known as evaporations. Percolation. Water flows horizontally through the soil and rocks under the influence of gravity. Sublimation. The state change directly from solid water to water vapor. Transpiration, the release of water vapor from plants and soil into the air. Water vapor is a gas that cannot be seen. I hope you learned so many things in this podcast. Stay tuned and stay connected on the Geology Show. Thank you so much for listening my podcast. See you again in next episode. Keep smiling and be happy. Thank you again. Okay, bye.